Kol Chavrusa. Okay, today Kun Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Gula, right? I'm sure Rabbi Rosner said that on this afternoon. Anyway, now Rabbi Rosner will be giving Daf Yomi on our show website on Sunday and Monday. Is that correct?
Yes.
So expecting a larger crowd then. Larger than today. So when Daf Pezayin on the base, we're by the bottom. The Gemara had mentioned that if you hold by a cut, then you have to pay him. And they said that you make him a segula, which is some sort of trust fund, so to speak. You make him an otzer, a trust. So Gemara says, what's the trust? What do you make him? What's the segula? So my segula, what's the segula that you have to give him? Rechizda Amr, Rechizda says, with the money that's supposed to get paid for the Chavallah, Sefer Torah. You buy him a Sefer Torah so he can read it all his life. The Rashbam of Bamabash says that you buy a Sefer Torah because it's Keren Kayamas Lolam. You get the Schar, you buy him a Sefer Torah. And the Ritva there in Bamabash says it's not necessary, it's not only Dafka Sefer Torah, it's all type of Svarim. All type of Svarim. I guess it's similar to the Machlokas of whether or not when you write a Sefer Torah, it's the sheet of the Rush. The Rush says it even applies to other Svarim. The whole point is that you can learn and you get schar. But Rabbi Bar Rahuna Amar Dikla to Achumene Tamri, more of a physical type of trust. You buy him some sort of fruit bearing tree so that he constantly has food, and this way he has produce based on the Chavala. I don't know if this is machlok, it's not the Shulchan Aruch that brings down. He only brings down, I think, that you buy him karka, and then the Ramah says Yeshomer Masefer Torah. But I'm not sure if they're cholik over here. It seems it's just different things that you could bring down. Okay, the Gemara now goes back to Divrei Rab, who said before that Ein Ha'av No Tel Tamei Chaval Shapito Ketana, but he only gets the Shvach Neurim, but doesn't get the Tamei of Chavala. But we said maybe he gets the Sheves. So Pechein Amar Rish Lakish Lo Zichsa Torah La'av Ela Shvach Neurim Bilvad, not the Tamei Chavala. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says Afilo Ptzia. Even the damim from a psia. Psia is a different type of thing than a chavala. Chavala is more like a permanent type of damage thing. Psia is more of a hit, some sort of wound. You smack her in the back. Right now, the Gemara is on the assumption that it's type of wound that you really can't see, so it doesn't knock down her value. So Rav Yochanan says, afilu psia, the father doesn't get. So psia salka daitach. You would have thought that by psia, the father would get the money. What are you talking about? Afilu Rabbi Lazar, even the Suffolk of Rabbi Lazar, who wanted to know what the story was with Chovah Bas Katana, lo kami bai ela chabala. He only had the question when it came to the chabala, which is more of a an actual wound. The afka mikaspa, because that knocks her down her value. So there's some damage here. Ela psia, the lo afkata mikaspa, lo kami bai ela. He never asked the question when it came to psia, because in this way it's pashut that the Torah did not give the father the money, because she doesn't even get anything, because she doesn't go down in value. So Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, Kishapatsa B'paneah, Afkata Mikaspa. Now he smacked her in the face, which maybe she has some black and blue mark, or she has some sort of disfigurement, or something done to her face, and therefore there is, she does diminish in value, so therefore it would have been the same suffix there. Nevertheless, he says that even by the Ptsiyah, I think that's what Gemara is saying, that even the Ptsiyah, I guess Gemara saying Rabbi Yochanan Amar feel Ptsia, that even if the Chovah, then they do give that to the father. I don't know why. I don't understand what the difference. Ptsia you would give to the father, but the Chabala you won't give to the father? Right, because Rashi says, Atakami Kasri, Rabbi Yadal Mokhra. And therefore, I guess Rabbi Yochanan's Cholik, Rabbi Yochanan says that by Ptsia that knocks down her value, you do pay the father the Nezek. The note here brings down, but the Tsar and the Boshes, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the Av doesn't have a Chelik in it, because he didn't lose anything. Therefore, the Chova would give that to the daughter herself and not to the father. Okay. Next case. Mara said, "Hachovel." Mishnah said, "Hachovel Eved Kanani shall achirim chayev." If you chovel the Eved Kanani of others, you're chayev and everything. But Rav Yehuda was cholik, and said that the avadim do not have boshes. The avadim do not have boshes. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the reason Rav Yehuda says that he's part of the mevayish of an Eved Kanani from paying boshes? Mara says, "Amakra." The pasuk says, when it comes to tashlumi boshes, ki inatsu anashim yachtav ish ve'achiv. Right, and then it says ish achiv, and then she grabs him. That's what the sugya of boshes. So it says achiv. So it says b'misha yish lo achva. This boshes only by somebody who has the concept of achva, being an ach. Yotze eved kanani comes out of that she'ein lo achva, who doesn't have the din of achva. Why? What's the right proof? He can marry anybody in his family. He can marry his sister. He can marry. He has no din of achva. Aye, but rabbanon. So why did rabbanon say the eved does get boshes? He's not an ach. Rabbanan achiv hu b'mitzvos. He's an achiv b'mitzvos. Because he's a chayiv mitzvos just like a woman's chayiv mitzvos. So he is his ach in shmiras. He's your brother in shmiras mitzvos. Fine. So, Elamayata, according to this, who says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he's not considered an ach, Elamayata le Rabbi Yehuda, zomimei eved lo yarogu. If two people give testimony about an eved, and they turn out to be edim zomim, they shouldn't get misa, they should be karsha zomim, and if you can't be karsha zomim, there can't be any edus at all. Because edus she'ito yochel azima, Rashi says, Rashi says, zomei eved, edim she'chayvuhu, the second to last, wide line, third line, edim she'chayvuhu, misa's bezdiv, nimtsu zomim lo yarogu. Amo kimlan de eved ki yisrael inyan misa's bezdiv, the Thomas Echaz Makos yisrael loka al yidei eved. We know that you do get malchus if you give zimum testimony on an eved, but if they're not part of the achos, it says lo yarogu because ksiv asis lo kasher zom lasos lo achiv only to the brother. Rabbi Yehuda says that eved is not considered a brother, so you don't have the concept. You don't have the concept of edim zomim when it comes to an eved. But we know that the Gemara Makos says otherwise. And look at Tosnos, he says second Tosnos, kevan dehem lo yarugu gam eved lo yahareg to have the edush yet yochel azim. I said Rashi, it's Tosnos. So the whole the Aegis would fall away, but that's not true. They're not, but so why not? So Amarava, no, it's different. You're right. They're not part of Achim, but there's still a concept of Zimun when it comes to testimony by an Eved, because Amakra will be Arta Harami Kerbecha. You should rid the Ra from your midst, which is the Aegis Zomim, Mikol Makom. In all cases, whether it's Ach, without Ach, still applies. It supersedes, because Arta Harami Kerbecha supersedes the issue of not being Achiv. The Gemara says, okay, now the Rabbanon included the Eved in the concept of Achva. That's why there's Boshas by the Eved, because he's Achiv b'mitzvah. So Elamayat Rabbanon, he's considered an Ach, Eved yekosh l'malchus. Get an Eved, be kosher for a king. And you would have the whole problem with Herod and Alexander Yanai, all these guys would be kosher to the king, because if they're Eved Kananim, and they have Chayiv b'mitzvahs, that's considered Achva. They should be allowed to be the king, because the Pasuk says, Mikarev Achecha tosim alecha melech, in the midst of your brothers. If the Eved's a brother, he should become the king. So, but we know that an Eved cannot be a king. So Gemara says, Amri, according to you, right, that you hope, they're talking about Achva, Ulitameich tikshe lach ger. Don't just ask the question on Rabbi Yehuda from the concept of Eved, ask the question on everybody, begabe a ger. Because Ledivrei Akol, everyone agrees that a ger is Achecha, he's a full-fledged Jew, right? Nevertheless, the ger is possible from being a king. Ella Amakra, the Pasuk says, Mikarev Achecha. You have to be from pure lineage. Right, you have to bring from absolutely pure lineage. That's why a ger is excluded, and that is why an eved is excluded. So even though he's an ach, he still would be excluded because he doesn't have pure lineage. What? Maybe he's saying that's a first step. I mean, maybe that's what's going on in the Ramban. The Ramban was supposed to the Chashmonaim, got punished for that. I don't know. But I saw that some say that you only have pure lineage. That's if you're appointed the king. But if it comes in Yerusha, then it comes from the father. Because I think it's Rechavam, who was the son of Shlomo, was the son of, I gotta remember my Malachim, but was the son of a ger, a Yoris, and yet he became the king because he wasn't anointed. It got passed down to him. So that may be, I don't know who said that. Maybe it was Rabbi Elephant on the Yoyu. I'm not sure who said that. I don't know who else I heard something on Daf Pechas. Okay, so there's Machlokas also, Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, not here, but somewhere else, whether or not, what happens if the child is born after the mother converted. Meaning he's not the convert, but the mother's the convert. So he's now considered full-fledged or not to become a king. Maybe it has to be pure lineage that even the mother is, what about if, is it only the mother or is it also the father? Suki over there about what the story is with the king. So now again, we'll go now according to the Chachamim. Elam yatul the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who say that an Eved Kanani is considered an Achiv. Ye Eved Kashal Eidus. Let the Eved be Kashal Eidus. Right? Eved should be Kashal Eidus. Tiksiv, because it says by Edim Zomim, Bine Eid Sheker Ha'ed, Sheker Anaba Achiv. He gave bad false testimony to his brother. You see that the concept of being a brother is involved in Eidus. And if we say that an Eved is part of the brothers, is an Achiv, he should be kosher to be giving edus. So first Tosos asks a good question. Look at Tosos Yehei. He says, Tema, hayofin b'chol duchto gzeir shav de lola me'isha. We learn gzeir shav of lola by an eved to isha. That's why an eved is only chayiv in the mitzvah. That's why an eved is chayiv in the mitzvah to say, shalom hasman grama, like an isha. So there's a comparison between an eved and to an isha. And we know an isha is possible from edus, because it says anashim. not one, and that's why not katanim. So why do you even have a havamina? We're talking about a chekla, they should be chayiv. There's a gzeir shava to women that they should be potter, that they should be excluded from the concept of edus. So Toso says, you only say lala for chumras, but not lala for a kula, but to take him out of something. In other words, lala includes him in something. So lala includes him, meaning he wouldn't have been chayiv in mitzvos. Lala says he's chayiv in mitzvos. But you're not going to say lala to take him out of the concept of edus. But why would he chayiv in edus? Why would he allow to give edus if he's not mechuyiv in mitzvos? It's only the lala. Tosas also brings down that the Rashi in Perakam and Gittin says by Shtaros Ha'olim Bar Kosh Shal Nachrim, he says that's mashma that Goyim are Koshal Edus Min HaTorah. There's a Rashi from Rashi in Yudalef and Gittin. So that answers my question. Really, even Goyim would be Koshal Edus, but Tosas says our sugya is not mashma that, because if Goyim are Koshal Edus, they wouldn't have the whole problem with Eved. Because what's the difference? Eved are more than Evadim, are more than Goyim. Nevertheless, the Lala doesn't apply here because Lala only is only to exclude him from items, not is only to include him in things, not to exclude him in things. So Elamayat and Abadim, he have a kashal edus to give an eight sheker or eight sheker or another achiv. Amar Ula, so Ula says edus lo matzis amart. You can't say this by edus because asya edus mekavachomer isha. Edus you can learn out from a kavachomer isha, not the gzeir shav Lala, but a kavachomer of isha. Ma isha shehiru levo lekahal. An isha is certainly permissible in the kahal. She can marry anybody, a kashal woman, but nevertheless. Psula Edus, she's possible Edus because it says Va'amdu Shneha Nashim, and so therefore it's a Nashim and not Nashim. So Eved she'ain a royal of the Kahal, but an Eved who can't come into the Kahal, he's not allowed to marry anybody, he has to marry Shivcha. Right? Eved she'ain a royal of the Kahal, ain't a din, she's possible Edus, so of course he should be possible Edus. The woman who can come into the Kahal is possible, and Eved who can't come to the Kahal should definitely be possible. So Rashi says, no, wait, I'll knock it off. Maybe the reason why an Eved, an Ish is possible is not because. Maybe the chumrah that the woman has is not that it's, that she can't that you should say that the woman is pasul to edus because she's not ruil lemila, because the only somebody who can roi to mila for mila can be kashal edus. Tomer be eved, you can't say that by an eved who roi lemila, an eved gets mila. So maybe if the issue with the woman is that she doesn't have a bris mila, I don't understand what this havim is. It's not that she can't have a bris mila, she's mufka from bris mila. But Gemara says maybe that's not havimina. Maybe since she can't have a bris mila, that's why she can't give edus. But Eved who does have a bris mila, he should give edus. Gemara says not katan yochiach. A katan should be mochiach because a katan has bris mila and also can't give edus. Katan yochiach, right? Sheyesh no b'mila. He has mila. Nevertheless, it's possible to edus because again, shnei anashim is l'mu'utei katanim as well. So you see that mila is not the issue by the woman. It must be that it's because of. Because it must be the edus. It must be that what we said before that since she's psula le edus, so to the avakanani would be possible edus. Gemara says no. Malakatan she'eno b'mitzvos. Katan has no shaychas to mitzvos at all. It's completely potter b'mitzvos. Tomer be'eved. You can't say so. That's why katan is excluded from edus. You can't say that by an eved. Tomer eved shehu b'mitzvos. An eved is part of mitzvos. And nefeschayv in all the mitzvos seishalos man grama and all mitzvos losase. He's only potter from mitzvos seishalos man grama. So the Gemara says, no, Isha Tokiach, and Isha will prove, since an Isha is Sheyeshna b'mitzvos, and Isha is also Chayv b'mitzvos, nevertheless she's Psula Edus, so to the Eved it's be possible Edus. The Gemara goes back, so he says, nevertheless you can't learn out now the Din Eved from the Din Isha by itself, because the concept, you had the whole issue by Mila, and the Mila was knocked away by the Katan. So Gemara says, V'chazor Din Lo Rizeh G'lo Rizeh, V'lo Rizeh K'Rizeh, what's the Sada Shava between all of them? Shekein Einan B'chola Mitzvos, because all of them, the Eved, the Katan, the Isha, they're not shayach in all the mitzvos. There's certain mitzvos that they're not shayach. They're not shayach in all the mitzvos. Shekein Einan Shayach Mekol HaMitzvos. And that's the Isha and the Katan. Upsulim Lahaid. And therefore the Pasal Lahaid. Af Ani Avi Esa Eved. So too I'll bring the Eved. She'eno Bechol HaMitzvos. Who's not shayach in all the mitzvos. Because he's like a woman. He's not shayach mitzvos. Seishas Man Grama. And therefore Pasal Edus. So the reason why Eved is possible Edus is because of the Tzad HaShava Nematzina from Katan and Isha. The Gemara says, wait a second, I'll be docha that. No, there's a different Tzad HaShava between a woman and a Katan. Mala Tzad HaShava Shebehen, which should pass them from Edus. Mala Tzad HaShava Behem Shekein Eino Ish. They're not men. Once a woman, once a child. They're not considered a man. A man's only a Jewish, is a 13-year-old boy. Mala Tzad HaShava Behem Shekein Eino Ish. Tomer Be'eved Shehu Ish. But maybe not even that. They're not man physically, they're not a man. Tomer be'eved shu'ish, so eved is physically a man. So the whole reason why The whole reason, so you can't say you're learning out from a mematzinu from katan and isha, because we'll say the mematzinu is the fact that they're not a man, and an eved is a man. So the Gemara says we have to go on to something else. Ella tesimi gazlan. We're going to have to learn it out that an eved is possible edus from the fact that a gazlan is possible from edus, a thief is possible from edus, even though he's roi lebo lekahal, and he has his chayv in the mitzvahs, but nevertheless the pasuk says al tasha yodcha in rosh l'yos eid chamatz, that a Russia is possible for edus. So therefore, if a Russia in one mitzvah, right, I guess the lima is like this, if a Russia in one mitzvah, he doesn't keep one mitzvah, it's possible to come into the possible to give edus. So an eved, who's not right able to call, and is not chayv in all the mitzvahs also, can't give edus. So the Gemara says, no, there's a bechilach between a gazlan and an eved. Mal a gazlan shekein ma'isav garmelo. The gazlan, he caused himself to be possible edus, because he did a ma'isa. He stole. Tomer be'eved shein ma'isav garmelo. You can't say that to an eved who didn't do anything wrong. He was born this way. He's actually doing something right. He's coming. He's sort of coming back. His original status, he was a guy. Now he's at least an eved kanani. So Tomer be'evich ain ma'isa gomerlo. So therefore, you can't learn it out. So he says, Ela tesi mi gazlan v'chad mehanach. You can learn it out from gazlan and either katan or an isha. Right? You can learn it out from gazlan and from one of the other psulim, which is an isha or katan, because even though by itself you can't learn out the psul edus from the edus from the eved, like we said before, you can learn it out from a tzad shava, from a gazlan, and one or the other, because they're not zahir in all the mitzvos. The gazlan is not zahir because he's a rasha, so he's not mekayim all the mitzvos, and isha katan are not zahir in all the mitzvos because they're not mechuyev in all the mitzvos, and all of them are pasul edus. So too we'll bring an eved who's not zahir in all the mitzvos because he's not chayiv in all the mitzvos. Since he's only chayiv them like an isha, so too will be pasul edus. The fact is, I don't know, it's sort of apples and oranges. By the isha and the katan, they're not zari in the mitzvahs, they're not mechuyev in the mitzvahs. But the gazlan, it's because he's a rasha, because he steals, he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs. Nevertheless, from combining all those together, you can see that an eved is pasul edus. I still think the lala would be an easier limud. Okay, so the Gemara brings another source as to why the eved would be pasul edus, and a lot of the flow of the Gemara here is difficult. Ravina said, the Amar Kwa, the Pasuk says, Lo Yumsu Avos Abanim. Father should not die on the sons. Right? It's what do you learn? Lo Yumsu, people should not die in Beis Din Al Pi, based on the testimony of people that Avos She'enem Chayiv Chiyus Banim. Based on the testimony of fathers who don't have a Chiyus of Banim, who their sons are not Meyuchas after them. Who's that? That's an Eved Kanani, because an Eved Kanani gives birth, the son doesn't go after him, it goes to the owner. So lo yumsu avos albanim, you cannot be put to death based on testimony of somebody who's avos who don't have a chiyus banim. That's how you learn it. The isal kadaita, but we learn something else by being Sanhedrin. The isal kadaita, that's only kedamrinon lo yumsu avos albanim. It's be'edus banim. Right, meaning that a father can't die on the basis of his son's testimony because it's possible it's karov, right? Then nichtov rachmana lo yomsu avos abneim. The Torah should say fathers shouldn't die based on the testimony of their sons. Why is it fathers shouldn't die on the testimony of sons? It doesn't say their sons; it's not possessive. So umay banim shma minad lo yomsu api avos einem chayes banim. You can learn both things out. We learn in Sanhedrin, we're out here also that you can't die based on testimony given by somebody who doesn't have his sons being meyuchas after him. So the Gemara says, wait a second, look at the seif of the pasuk, and it's from the seif of the pasuk. It's mimashma that you should be passing a ger from edus also. Elamayata, this is how you're learning it. Ubanim lo yumsu al avos. The second part of the pasuk says that sons shouldn't die on the fathers. So hachinami lo yumsu api banim shehein lahem chiyus avos. You shouldn't be put to death based on testimony of sons who don't have a chiyus from their fathers. And who's that? El ager hachinami the pasul edus. That should be a ger because a ger doesn't go after his father. He's got an old dummy. He doesn't have a mucus after his father. So and you're going to tell me a ger is pasul edus? We know that's not the din because there's no psul for a ger when it comes to edus. So Amri the Gemara says no. No comparison. Hachi hashu, you can't say that ger nihid ein lo chayis lamala. You're right. Ger doesn't necessarily have chayis lamala. He doesn't go after his father because he's a ger. But lamata yesh lo chayis. But his children go after him. His children are Jews. They follow him. Lafuke eved. That goes different than an eved to ein lo chayis. He doesn't have chayis klal, not at all. Lo lamayla lo lamata. He's not miyuchas after anybody above him. He's not miyuchas after anybody below him. So that's why. But the pasuk still says it's still the pasuk. So now the Gemara tries to explain the pasuk. This is where I find the shakal of a tiger to be difficult. The isok adaitok ger pasul edus. Because if you would have thought, if you would be right that a ger is pasul edus, lichto rachmana, the pasuk should write at the beginning of the pasuk, lo yumsu avos abneihem. Sons shouldn't die. A father shouldn't die based on the testimony of their sons. Then we learn out what's written in Sanhedrin, right? Lichta da'amrinon. That would teach us to learn out in Sanhedrin that you can't, that karov is possible. You can't die based on the testimony of your son. So lo yumsu be'edus habanim. And then v'nichtav rachmana. The second part of the pasuk should write ubanim lo yumsu al avos, and sons shouldn't die in the testimony of fathers, not avosayhem, but avos. Dishamit minatarti. And we'll learn from here two dinim. Chad sheyo lo yumsu banim be'edus avos. Therefore, number one, we learn from the first part of the pasuk that you have the psul karov the edus, and idach in the second limud lo yumsu apibanim she'enem chayis avos, and then you pasul gerim because you can't die based on testimony of sons who don't have chiyus after their fathers, and who eben nafgale, and an eben would be learned out mikavachomer miger from a kavachomer from a ger mar ger yilmalu who the enlo chayis have a lamati yesh lo chayis. And he's pasul edus. Then evet she ain't no chayis. Neither way, lo lema lo lema. The ain't no din she ye pasul edus. So that's how we would learn. If you want to say the ger is pasul, all you have to do is change the beginning of the pasul. The Gemara says Eloah, but since me the kasev rachmana lo yumsu avos abanim. It says abanim in the beginning and not b'nehem. The mashma, it's mashma from that lashon lo yumsu api avos ain't no chayis banim. From the beginning of the pasuk, it's mashma that you can't be killed based on the testimony of somebody who has yichus, who doesn't have yichus to his sons. So shma mina, somehow you learn from here, eved she'en lo chayis lo lamayla lo lamayta hu depasul edus, and eved doesn't have chayis both upwards and downwards, he's pasul edus, but a ger came in the yish lo chayis lamayta kashul edus, but a ger who has yichus below him is kashul edus. But nevertheless, again, like we said before, what about the second pasuk? So I v'chi teima lichto rachmanim ubanim lo yumsu al avosehem. The other way around. It should say ubanim lo yumsu al avosehem. By saying ubanim lo yumsu al avos, it's the same limud. That should go to gerim. So he says, no. Ubanim lo yumsu al avosehem. Lamali the kasev rachmanim ubanim lo yumsu al avos. Mashmo lo yumsu al pibanim she'en lam chayis avos, which would be gerim. He says, no. Idi lo yumsu avos al banim. Kasev nani ubanim lo yumsu al avos. Just to keep it parallel. The pasuk parallel. If you keep the pasuk parallel, why do you have to go through this whole shock of the tariff? Just say in the beginning. Just say in the beginning. Oh no, that's talking about Eved. And over here we're talking about just keeping it parallel. But the Gemara gave this whole drasha of figuring out, and it says, oh, but still you have the second part of the pasuk. The whole drasha didn't even answer the pasuk. The whole drasha says, it says, oh, v'chi tema. What are you doing? V'chi tema. You just went through a bunch of lines trying to explain that the second part of the pasuk doesn't deal with Gerim. The way you explained it says, oh, it does deal with Gerim, and what I'm just saying because of parallel. So forget the whole part. Just start talking about parallelism to begin with. All right. Next part, the Mishnah said that Cheir Shoti and Katan, 15 minutes, right? Cheir Shoti and Katan, Pigas and Ra'ah, right? If Cheir Shoti and Katan do any damage, it's Pigas and Ra'ah, and the Evan and the Isha Pigas and Ra'ah, because if you chovel into them, you're Chayev, but if they hit somebody else, they're Turin, but they pay Achrazman. Meaning, if a woman, when a woman gets divorced, or the evidence of mishtacher, you know, it's still their chiyuv is held in limbo, and when they are able to pay, they pay later. So the Gemara is not right now has nothing to do with that. So Ema to Rav Shmuel bar Abba, the mother, basically the Gemara is bringing a ma'isa by Inyan's chus isha. We're going to get into kinyan pairs for kinyan guftami or kinyan pairs la for kinyan guftami. Just a quick introduction. There are two types of kinyan that you have in the item. You actually hold title, which is Kinyan Guf. You have the title in the item. It belongs to me. But there's also Kinyan Peiris, who has the right to use it. So there's a machlokes in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if Kinyan Peiris, if the right to use it, is tantamount to even having to full ownership rights. And it's not so simple like that. Even if you have Kinyan Peiris, you still have ownership. It's different levels of ownership. Because some Shemesh Kup, I think, says that even if you hold that Kinyan Peiris is not the Kinyan Guf, is the Kinyan Gufdami. So the person who has the right to usufruct, I think as it says in the art scroll, the right to use it is considered the real owner. Nevertheless, the person who has Kinyan Guf, maybe he can still have, you know, Kinyan, he could do Kinyan Agav on his karka, he could be Makadosh, a woman with the karka, he still has rights to it. The question is, who has superior rights? They try to limit the machlokas. Anyway, we have to keep in mind the machlokas of Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Gufdami, or Kinyan Peiris la for Kinyan Gufdami. So here's the story. Ema de Rav Shmuel bar Abba, the mother of Shmuel bar Abba, Mehagronia, she was from the city of Gronia, Hava Nisiba lay the Rabbi Abba. She was married to Rabbi Abba, assuming it's a different Rabbi Abba than the one who fathered her son, right? Kesvidnu lenichse le Rav Shmuel bar Abba bra. Okay, she wrote a will. Normally, if a woman dies, right? The husband is Yorish her. She wrote a will whereby she was transferring the ownership, I guess, of her nixay melo that she brought into the wedding, into the marriage. She was transferring her ownership to her son. She didn't want it to go to the husband. She wanted it to go to the son. So basar de shechiva. So now she died. Okay, and so the Shmuel Bar Abba is now challenging the will. Happens. Right. Also, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba kamei Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. He comes to Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. A lot of Bar Abbas here. So that's why I think it's different. That's why I'm thinking it's different. Just this. She remembered the same name, right? And then she went to, they went to a judge who was the grandson, the son of someone with the same name. Kamei Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. Okmei Benichse. He says it. You go by the will. You go by the will. It belongs to the son. It belongs to the son. He gets it. So Azel Rav Abba didn't like it. So he appealed to a different court. They went up to the circuit. Al Azel Rabbi Abba, the Amra the Milsa Kameda Rav Hoshea. He said these words to Rav Hoshea. The Azel, and he didn't know. But Azel, he went up to the next court level. The Azel Rav Hoshea, the Amra Kameda Rav Yehuda, and he said to Rav Yehuda, and Amra Rav Yehuda, he says, no, what are you talking about? Hachi Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said. Ha'isha Shemachra ben Nixi Mulog b'chayi bala. If a woman sells her Nixi Mulog during the lifetime of her husband, Umesa, and she dies during his lifetime, Haba Motsi Miyad Lekuchos. The husband could go and get it back. Why? Rashi says, Habal Motzi, Shehabal Yorish is Ishto, the first Rashi, Vuhu Hayelokeach Rishon. As if he has a lien from the second she walked into the marriage. So she can't sell to somebody else. It's Meshubah to him. So he can go and get it.
What is the consideration for that
Shibur? What?
Why does he owe her money?
Why does he owe her the money? He gets
why does she owe him money?
She owes him this Nechasim because he gets to use it. It's his.
Why does that make him?
Because he has Kenyan Peiros on it. Here's the key to pay. He gets to use it during the lifetime of the marriage. Because see, later the whole thing's takanas. The whole
thing,
the end is the whole thing is takanas usa because of mishum eva. That's the takanas usa. But right now the havamina is going to be that's because he has kinyan peiros and kinyan peiros is kinyan guf, so he had the rights to the property. It was his.
He's the first
person. He owns it because he has kinyan peiros. So no, you can't sell it out from under him.
That's only during the marriage itself. The marriage is now void.
If the marriage is divorced,
it's gone because she's dead.
No, but he's saying that because I think we get to tomorrow.
It was only usable during while she's alive.
But he has a Kenyan Peiros. He didn't lose the Kenyan Peiros. He's saying the fact that he had the Kenyan Peiros. Wait, the fact that he had the Kenyan Peiros to begin with means that he's the rightful owner. You can't sell it out from under him while he has that Kenyan Peiros.
Correct.
So maybe what you're saying after he dies and then.
Which is why Shmuel's case is different because she died after already he was using the property. That's always the case.
But that's how it always happens. I hear it.
Her case is she. It was
what's called?
She died, and
then
it willed it over.
Right, but
time frame is different.
We'll see. You're right. It's not completely parallel, but you're right. But the whole point I think being here is that since somebody owns, he has the payers. You can't transfer it. So he says, how can you say that if it's transferred over to the son, you can't will it to the son? The husband has the kingdom payers. The Yerusha transfer is going to be similar to the sale. Let's say that's the comparison. It's similar to the sale. It's invalid because you're selling something that belongs to somebody else. So Amruah kamei de Rav Yirmi Ba'Abba. So they said it. They went back to Rav Yirmi Ba'Abba and they said, they sent it back to the lower court. And he goes, let me explain to you what I don't know if he's lower court or not. A different court. He went to the other circuit, right? Went from the first, second circuit to the ninth circuit. Right? So Amruah kamei de Rav Yirmi Ba'Abba. Amar luhu, and he says, no, ana masnisin yadana. I know a mishnah, and by knowing this mishnah, I know that kinyan peiros is lav kinyan aguft on me, and therefore I'm right. It's not. It's a Mishnah in Bava Basra. We'll get to that in a few months, I guess, right? It's a Mishnah in Bava Basra. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. Okay, what's the din like this? You have a person, Kosev Nechasev Libno. He writes a star to his son, transferring his Nechasim to his son, but he says, Mehayom, from today, Ula Achar Moso. Meaning it should be Chal, after I die. From today until after I die. So what does it mean? The Gemara explained there means that it means that the guf of the chasim, the actual title, is transferred from today, but the shimush, the peiros, is only after misas ha'av. So therefore, during the lifetime of the father has the right to the peiros, but title is owned, kinyan guf, is owned by the son. La'achar misas ha'av, after the father dies, then the son also gets the achilas ha'peiros. Okay, so that's, so what they basically split now, split ownership. So abein einu yachol limkor, the son can't completely sell the field, mipnei shehen brush ha'av. Because the father still has Kenyan Peiros. It's still partially owned by the father. Right? And the father can't give it over to sell it to somebody else because they already belong to the son. The Kenyan Peiros already belongs to the son. They can't, it's not really fully belong to either of them to be able to make a transfer without consent of both.
Okay, you sell
So the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah continues. But Machar Av, if the father sells the rights to the Peiros, Machar Av, Mechurim, it's Machar to the Lokeach, but Ad Sheyamos, only up to the point that the father dies. When the father dies, then the sale is the Peiros could go to the son, because that was a pre-existing sale. Right? Ad Sheyamos. Machar Habein, if the son sells the kinyan, the title, for whatever purpose that's for, he sells the title, the Mechir is also Chal, but Ein Lo Lokeach, Ad Sheyamos Ha'av. But the Lokeach does not have rights to the Peiros until the father dies. Once the father dies, then the Lokeach will get the rights to the Peiros. When the father dies, then the son would have gotten it, so now the Lokeach gets it. So the Gemara is, Rabbi Yirmiyahu is Medayik, Ki Mayis Av, it's when the father dies, and the dead son is royal to get the Peiros, Mia Isle La Lokeach, then the Lokeach gets it. Once the father dies, the Lokeach gets the full thing, and there's no chilik in the Mishnah, for Apa Gav de Meis Habein B'chaye Av, the Lo Aslo De Habein. Even if the son predeceases the father, Rabbi Yirmiyahu is saying, even if the son predeceases the father, the father has the Peiros, the son has the Guf, the son sells the Guf to somebody else, then the son dies. So the Peiros never went to the son. Nevertheless, once the father dies, the Peiros are transferred to the Lokeach. That's what the Mishnah says. That's the deal that Rav Yirmiyahu has. So Gemara says, and who's this Mishnah like? Rav Shimon ben Lakish. This Mishnah is like Rav Shimon ben Lakish, who says, the Amar lo shna meis habein b'chaye av. Doesn't make a difference if the son died during the lifetime of the father. The lo aslu de habein. And therefore, the Peiros never even came to the reshus of the son. And lo shna meis b'chaye habein. Doesn't matter if the father, normally the father died first, the Aslu Deibain, that went to the son and then transferred at that Kana Lokeach. Both cases, the Lokeach is Kana upon the Misa of the father. The Itmar, because we have a Machlokas and a Braisa.
One second, so the proof from here, there's no such thing as having a pre-existing...
Wait, we didn't get to the proof yet.
Oh.
We didn't get to the proof yet. It's a while. It's a big tangent. Right, the Itmar, and then even get to the proof, it's not even completely in the Gemara. Hope, we'll try to get there. 5 minutes. Okay, the Itmar, because we say this Machlokas by this din, Machar Habein B'chaye Av, Umeis Habein B'chaye Av, right, the whole case, the son predeceases the father, Rav Yochanan Amar Lo Kana Lokeach, Rav Shmakas Amar Kana Lokeach. Rav Yochanan says Lokeach doesn't get it, and Rav Shmakas says Lokeach does get it. Why? Rav Yochanan Amar Lo Kana Lokeach, Lokeach doesn't get it. Why? When the son predeceases the father, Amar Lach, he'll say, Kikatani Masnisan, when our Mishnah says, Machar Habein, Lo Kana Lokeach, Ad Sheyamo Sa'av, Uchimayu Sa'av, Isle Lokeach, right, only when the father dies, the lo meis habein b'chaye av. Why? The asul lidei bein, because then it went to the son, and then from the son it went to the lokeach. Aval meis habein b'chaye av. If the son dies first, the lo asul lidei bein. It didn't go to the son. Ki meis av nami les lokeach. It also doesn't go to the lokeach. I mean, we said this already, but Gemara says it again. Alma kasavar must mean that he holds kinyan peiros ki kinyan guf dami. That kinyan peiros like kinyan guf. The father is kinyan peiros. Therefore, he has kinyan guf. So nothing ever transferred to the son. So if the son dies, the sale to the lokeach was invalid, because he didn't transfer anything. Only if the father dies first, then the son gets the kinyan peiros, and he gets the kinyan guf retroactively to where it was before, then the sale would be valid. Right? Amar kasavar, kinyan peiros, kinyan guf dami. Ki zavin, so when the son sells it, lavi de zavin, he didn't sell his own stuff. But Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, Omer, kana lokeach, it says lokeach is kone, ki katani mas nisin, machar abein, ein lokeach achi yomos abab, ki meis av miyas isle lokeach, lo shna lo meis abein b'chaye av, also the abein, doesn't matter whether the son predeceased the father, lo shna ke meis abein, so it doesn't matter if the father predeceased the son, the aslu deivin v'lo shmag meis habein b'chaye av, the son dies during the lifetime of the father. The lo aslu deivin, it doesn't go to him. Kana lokeach, lokeach is koneit. Alma kasaber, it must mean that he holds that kinyan peiros lavi kinyan guf dami. Kinyan peiros is not a kinyan guf dami. Therefore, just because the father kinyan guf, the son still had full title. Just because the father kinyan peiros, the son still had full title in the guf. All right, uki kasaben. So when the son sold his rights to the lokeach, he sold all his rights, and all his rights include that after the father dies, you'll get the peiros. So it's conclusive there. So he says, the anan hash, then what about us? Who do we paskin like? Bein Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish be related. This is one of the three times in Shas we paskin like Rish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. Kina peiros is lach kina guftami. So we all paskin kina peiros lach kina guftami. And therefore, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu is going to explain again. The ka'amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says, if you would think kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami, if kinyan peiros is kinyan guf, ki meis av, the father dies, umayis habein b'chaye av, and the son is already dead, amayis le lokeach. Why does lokeach get anything? Ki kazobin halal yudei kazobin. He didn't sell anything that belonged to him. Elosh mami na kinyan peiros lafi kinyan guf. So therefore, you say that kinyan peiros lafi kinyan guf dami, and therefore what? So kinyan peiros and lach kinyan guftami. Go back to our case. The nixim alone, what does the husband have? He has kinyan peiros. But he doesn't have kinyan guf. Kinyan guf still belongs to the wife. So the wife can still sell it to anybody else. Half what she sells, she gives it to Yerusha, to somebody else. The husband cannot block that. Oh, you say he blocks it. He doesn't. He only has kinyan peiros. Kinyan peiros doesn't block it. So, ahadrua l'kameid Rav Yehuda. They said this in front of Rabbi Yehuda, but Amar Lahu, and Rabbi Yehuda answered, I'm still right, because Amar Lahu, Haki Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Zo ein adon l'shmaseinu. No. The case that we're talking about now is not similar to our Mishnah Bava Basra. He doesn't explain what the dissimilarity is. Why is it different? My timer. So what's the reason that's different? So we'll try to get to, try to finish this up. My timer. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Bishma itani ipcha. It would have been fine to prove Shmuel's saying that you can't prove Kina Peres, Kina Guftami from the Mishnah here. Because Itani Ibcha had it, the Mishnah written it opposite. Where the person wrote in the Chasim, in our case, the person wrote in the Mishnah case, the person wrote in the Chasim to the father, the son selling to the father, then Ikal the Mifshat Minei, the Kina Peres, Lafa Kina Guftami. Then you can learn that Kina Peres is not Kina Guftami. Elahash the Katani, Kosev Nechasa Lubino. But now that it wrote the case of Kosev Nechasa Lubino, the son's yours the father anyway. So when by writing a star that you're going to get it, what the father's doing is adding something more. He's saying that even though I have Kenyan Peiros, even though I have the Kenyan Peiros, I'm giving you more. I'm giving you the rights to sell it. Otherwise, why would he write the star to the son? The son's going to be Yorishit anyway. So he says, Elahash Katani Kosin Nechaz Levano Mishum De Royal Yarshuhu. It's his anyway to begin with. So the whole reason why he's writing the star is not a Kenyan Peiros, Kenyan Guftam. It's to give him extra rights. So even if you hold Kenyan Peiros, in this case, the sale would still be valid because the father specifically gave him more rights. So Abaye says, no. Amala Abaye, Atu bro yoris Abba, Abba lo yoris bro. Why make a difference of who gives to whom? You're telling me that the son is only yoris the father, but the father's not yoris the son? The son doesn't have children, the father's yoris him, right? So why is you, Ella, what's the reason why the father gave it to the son? All right, Ella, why did you want to write the case? The reason why the father is giving it to the son is because he wants to make sure that the other children don't get any of the Yerusha. To run away, this is the son gives it to his father because he doesn't want his children to get it. That's why he's giving it to the father. But there are other children here. So Hachanami, so too in the case in the Mishnah, it's the father giving to his son. He's trying to keep it away from the other Yerusha, from the other Yarshim. And since the Torah said that the son can sell b'chaye ha'av, it's mashma, the reason why he's doing this is not to give him extra rights, he's carrying taking away from the other sons. And yet the son can still sell it to somebody else, must be because Kenyan Peiros is lafi Kenyan Guftami. And therefore you have the raya for Yoshi is still there. You have to put the chaz of this one. So El, I want to get to finish this. El Amai, what's the reason why Shmuel said there's no comparison between Mishnah Bava Basra and our case over here? El Amai, Ein Adom L'Shmaseinu, why? Mishum Takanas Usha. You're right. Ein Achlami Apidin. You're right. The wife can sell it, just like because Kenyan Peiros Lafi Kenyan Guftami. Right. Ein Adom L'Shmaseinu Mishum Takanas Usha. Because it was a Takana made in Usha. The Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina BeUsha Hiskinu HaIsh. There was a Takana. HaIsha Shemachra BeNichsei Milo BeChaye Bala UMeisa. If a woman sells the Nichsei Milo during the lifetime of her husband and then she dies, Habal Motzi Miyad HaLekuchos. The Baal can take it out from the Kuchos. Why? Because of the problem of Eva. It talks over there that he's going to be upset. He's going to be upset if he gets to use it and she can sell it. So two questions I have in this. Number one, Rishonim all ask, Takanas Usha, how does that, according to Rav Yochanan, you don't need Takanas Usha. Rav Yochanan says, Kenyan Peiros, Kenyan Guftami, what do you need Takanas Usha for? And question number two, what, Rav Yirmiya held that, didn't hold a Takana? He didn't know that Takana? He paskin that she can sell it, but there's a Takana. So the first question the Rishonim asked. The second question I didn't see in the Rishonim. Anyway, it's very confusing at the end. It's worthwhile to take a look at it again. We're pressed for time, but have a good Chodesh.